Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, His Calling is Our Calling.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip sought out Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses spoke of in the law, the prophets too, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael's response to that was, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And Philip replied, "Come, see for yourself." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he remarked, "This man is a real Israelite. There is no guile in him." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked him. "Before Philip called you," Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree." "Rabbi," said Nathanael, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus responded, "Do you believe just because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see much greater things than that." He went on to tell them, "I solemnly assure you, you shall see the sky opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of our Lord. Today, on the Feast of St. Bartholomew, we hear the story of the calling of Nathanael in the Gospel of John, who biblical scholars have come to accept as Bartholomew the Apostle in the Synoptic Gospels. And in Nathanael's calling, we can hear a reflection of our own calling. At first glance, we may say, "Oh no, I'm not like Nathanael. He was kind of snarky and sarcastic. After all, weren't his first words, 'Can anything good come from Nazareth?'" But as we all probably sadly are aware, with today's text messages and social media postings, where there are no vocal inflections or nuances, where we can't see the person's face expressing ideas that they write down, a lot can be lost in translation. Nathanael, a.k.a. Bartholomew, obviously knew his scriptures. Most Masonic prophecies didn't reference lowly Nazareth. So he was skeptical, hesitant, not necessarily sarcastic. But his friend Philip must have known Nathanael was also longing for the arrival of the Messiah. And eager to share his encounter with Jesus, Philip ignored Nathanael's skepticism and dragged him along anyway. When we are called to hear a new idea or share a new vision, do we let hesitancy or skepticism stop us? Do we say, "Well, that's not possible because I already have all the facts and the truth"? Or do we, like Nathanael, go and see for ourselves? Do we take a chance to encounter Jesus in another circumstance, in a new way? When Nathanael met Jesus, Jesus immediately knew him. He saw through Nathanael's hesitation. He saw no guile or falsehood in Nathanael's heart. He saw an openness, ready to receive. Jesus shared the knowledge of Nathanael under the fig tree, and the power of that extrinsic knowledge led Nathanael to proclaim Jesus, Son of God, King of Israel. But Jesus knew that this was just the beginning for Nathanael, that with Nathanael's open heart, there will be much more, an intimate knowing of Jesus, the Messiah. Are we so blessed? When Jesus calls us, do we have an open heart? Are we ready to receive a more intimate relationship with Christ? What's holding us back? Is it fear that our lives will change forever? Nathanael's life changed forever. He walked with our Lord. He lived with him in the day to day. Jesus promised him that he would see the angels ascending and descending, just as Jacob did, but with the added blessing of the revelation of Jesus, Son of God. Does fear of change keep us from taking the next step gain even more knowledge of our Lord? At the beginning of the pandemic, my cousin in Washington State suggested a weekly Bible study through Zoom with my cousins in Michigan, Colorado, and me in Arizona. It has been such a blessing to meet with these Christian women each week. Though we go to different churches, our shared faith in Christ has been such a support in these trying times. We have studied many topics: Proverbs, Mary and Martha and the world, and most recently, a study titled The Names of God. As we go through the study, we see how God has revealed himself through the ages, through his different names: Elohim, the Creator, the Strong One; El Shaddai, All-Sufficient, the Promise Keeper; El Che, the Living God, just to name a few. But each revelation unveils an attribute of God. We can never really know all his aspects until we reunite with him in heaven. But each attribute helps us to understand him a little better and to learn that he wants us to rely on him, and that he wants us most of all to have a relationship with him. When Nathanael is called, he didn't let skepticism keep him away. He sought out the Lord, and he did it with an open heart. His calling is our calling. The Lord loves us and wants that relationship with us. And all it takes is our effort to reach out and take the time to know him better, through prayer, through service, through worship, through love.